A study's found that acupuncture can reduce some of the symptoms of menopause, but that pretending to treat a patient with acupuncture achieves the same results. That's the conclusion of a study by researchers at the University of Melbourne. They found there was a similar and significant reduction in the frequency and intensity of hot flushes after both the real and the sham acupuncture treatments. Heidi Pett reports.
The researchers used a sophisticated fake needling technique in order to test whether acupuncture was effective in treating one of the most inconvenient symptoms of menopause.
Hot flushes. Misery.
That's Leia Ross, one of the participants. She's 54 and started experiencing menopausal symptoms about 3 years ago. Along with 265 other women, she was part of the largest trial so far, which found that it didn't matter whether women were given real or sham acupuncture because both seemed to work. Dr. Carolyn Yi is a medical practitioner who's also trained in Chinese medicine. She conducted the study as part of her PhD research.
Both groups improved by about 40% at the end of treatment, so they were about 40% better compared to before starting treatment.
In order to trick patients in the control group into thinking they'd received real acupuncture, they had to use a fake needle.
They are a very clever needle, and when you put pressure on the needle, it actually shortens. It sort of has a telescopic sort of mechanism. So it looks like it's gone into the skin because you can see the handle sort of, you know, go down. Because it's quite a fine needle, the pressure of a fine blunt needle tip feels sharp. And so patients do believe that there's been a needle inserted. And obviously it can't sort of stick on the skin because it's blunt and hasn't gone through. So we used a very clever device that held it up. It was like a little guide tube that it sat in and it was stuck onto the skin with a little plastic ring.
Leia Ross says that despite finding out she got the same results as those in the control group, she didn't mind and plans to continue her treatment.
I found out that I was one of the real participants. So I had been receiving the real acupuncture. And I noticed a significant improvement to the extent that I've actually returned to the same practitioner to have further treatment. I guess the bottom line is if people get better, if they feel better, fantastic. It doesn't really matter how you get there.
Dr. E says there are a number of other reasons the patients may have experienced a reduction in symptoms.
One is that we do know hot flushes do improve with time. So even if a woman came in and said, I'm having hot flushes, if you did nothing for a few months, she'd probably be a bit better or quite a bit better in a few months anyway. Another one is that seeing someone every week and talking about your symptoms, having your sense of suffering validated, that's a very powerful healing tool as well. And I think that needs to be something that all therapists and doctors take into account. And another is that there might be a placebo effect involved. So the expectation of getting an active treatment might cause women to not notice their hot flushes as much, so not report them as much at the end of the study.
Dr. Stephen Parnas is the Vice President of the Australian Medical Association. He notes that while the efficacy of acupuncture isn't proven for hot flushes, there is evidence it works for other ailments.
Such as acute pain in an emergency setting or things like tension headaches, low back pain. But in this context, it seems to be that whether it's pressure or acupuncture needles, they're both okay, but they don't make a significant difference from one to the other.
In the wake of a widely reported 2002 study which associated hormone replacement therapy with increased risk of stroke and cancer, many women turned away from the treatment and have been looking for alternatives. But Dr. E counsels that it's still one of the most effective options and is safe for most women.
Since then, there's been new evidence and reanalysis of the older evidence that tells us that it's a lot safer than we previously thought. And there's not really much that approaches HRT or hormone replacement therapy in terms of efficacy for hot flushes.
Dr. Carolyn E, the reporter, was Heidi Pett.